You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. Hello, my sexy friends. Welcome to episode 36 of the Show Me Your Assets podcast. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, and today we are talking everything motivation and, of course, the game of averages and how those two things are really so tied together, because motivation itself is a myth. It's a myth. And I see this play out so often when it comes to people who are new to maybe working out or are struggling with getting themselves into the club or just everyday life aspects of this idea that we should constantly be motivated. And the people that are maybe the most successful in life or top earners in the club or just the people that you seem to think have their shit fucking together are constantly motivated all the time. And I just want to debunk this for you right now by letting you know that I myself am never always motivated. I think from the outside, right, I portray this like I have my shit together and I'm very disciplined and dedicated. And these things are true, but the lie in there is that I have motivation all the time, and the motivation is what keeps me doing those things. It is not. It is, in fact, routine and discipline and holding on to and remembering how doing certain things make me feel and searching out that feeling. And I think in general, this idea of motivation, the way that we are shown motivation on social media, and the way that it's just sort of portrayed through society can be such a toxic narrative, because we believe we will always feel motivated to do the things that are important to us. Or if we're trying to start a new habit, we're going to be as motivated on day six as we were on day one. And that's a lie. It's a lie. It's a big, fat, bullshit lie, because again, motivation is a myth. We will not always, you will not always, I will not always feel like doing what we need to do or feel like doing the things that need to get done. And let's just consider mundane day-to-day things. If you consider life chores like going grocery shopping or doing the laundry, maybe even cleaning your house, brushing your teeth, things like that, I'm going to guess you rarely have a strong motivation to do them. On occasion, sure, you'll get that like gust in you, that gusto of energy. And you're like, I'm going to clean the whole house today. I'm going to get all my chores done. It's going to be great. I'm going to bang all this shit out. It's amazing. But that type of motivation is not always there. But we tend to have more of an understanding that keeping up with those things and doing those things benefit our life, and we'll feel better when they're done. Not to mention when it comes to maybe going to get groceries or cooking dinner, you'll have been fed. You will have fed yourself. So it comes down to adulting. Adulting sucks. Everyone lied to us. We were given, again, this other myth that like when you grow up, it's great. You get to do whatever you want. Like you don't have to listen to your parents. There's no more homework or school. And then we realize we've all been duped. We've all been duped, because now being an adult actually means that somehow you're in charge of yourself. Like you're left alone to your own devices. You have to make sure that all of your bills get paid. You have to make sure that your house stays clean. You have to make sure that the groceries are done, that the laundry is done. And that through all of this, with all of the ups and downs of life, through whatever mental health things you're going through, maybe relationship issues, familial issues, just life being life and living in America, or if you're living in another country, I'm going to assume it comes with its own shit, but man, America is a dumpster fire. It looked good on paper, turns out not so great. But I digress. The idea, again, that we will always feel motivated to do these things is a lie, and we seem to understand this. When it comes to our day-to-day life, we seem to understand that we won't always be motivated to do things, and we sort of allow that to be okay. Maybe you still get down on yourself. Maybe you still have those negative internal thoughts about, oh, I'm so lazy. Why can't I just do these things? And first and foremost, we have to start changing that internal talk, because our brains, right, they latch onto our thoughts. Our thoughts become our feelings. It's this whole cycle. Though I think we give ourselves more leeway when it comes to our day-to-day adulting necessities, that we won't always have motivation. Yet somehow we don't apply the same logic and principle when it comes to working out or going to work. There is actually a book out. The name of the author is Jeff Haydens. I'm not going to tell you that I have read it because I have not. I've just read a lot about the book and it is on my like want to read list. But the name of the book is The Myth of Motivation. And he talks about how motivation itself is not the spark that keeps you eager to do hard work, right? The idea that motivation and being motivated isn't the thing that's going to get you to do stuff. It's actually the result of doing the thing is that what motivates you to keep doing it. So real motivation comes after you start. So if you're sort of kind of paying attention, you probably heard me say that it's the feelings that I get of having done something that motivates me to do them again. So let's kind of apply this notion to both work, whether that's in a club, on the camp, however you're making your money in a spicy, sexy way, and working out, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe that's strength training, maybe that's yoga, maybe that's running, maybe you're just sort of still building that habit. We want to focus on how do I feel after I've done the thing. I know for me, when I follow my morning routine, which at this point is relatively solid, I've been working really hard on it for about 4 or 5 months, of I wake up, I make my coffee while I'm making my bed, I set a timer for 12 minutes, I read my book. When I'm done reading my book, I usually pull a tarot card. That's the one thing that kind of sometimes gets left out. And then I always go for a walk and or a run to sort of signify my morning commute. Since I live in a van, I'm not going to work to start my workday from home. So I've built one in because it really signifies for me the break between my morning and my workday. And so I know how grounded and productive and ready to start my day I feel when I have checked off all of these boxes. And that is what keeps me doing it on the mornings I know I'm going to work. Now, if it's a day when maybe it's a weekend or I danced last night, so I know I'm not really going to be working hard on my business the next day, I'm going to instead be recovering, I don't necessarily go through my morning routine. This is my step-by-step routine I go through on the days I'm going to work. And I know that doing it helps me become motivated to start my day. And I'm motivated to do that morning routine because I know how I feel afterwards. So when we take this and we apply this to work and workouts, for instance, I've heard over the years, throughout my career as a personal trainer, clients say things like they always end up falling off from their workouts because they don't feel motivated, right? They know that they should, and maybe this is you. You know that you should, and please don't should all over yourself. I am also using air quotations that you cannot see. They know that they, in quotations, should get to the gym, but can't get motivated to get off the couch, to get a gym bag packed, or simply get started if they're working out at home. If this sounds familiar, it's because, once again, we are relying on the idea that we're always going to be motivated. So I want to preface, and I know I started out the podcast with this, but I'm going to preface again, I never feel motivated to work out all of the time. In fact, some days it's a real tug of war with myself to get in my workout. I will push it off until later. I will be like, oh, okay, well, I'll just do like the first two exercises. Sometimes I really don't want to be doing it, and so I will do everything lighter. The only difference really between myself and other people that you see, whether it be in your like real life friends, people you see on social media who are getting in those workouts consistently, like they're showing up over and over and over again, is that we have the data to show ourselves that even if we don't feel like doing the thing, we'll feel better if we do. I'm going to say that again. Even if we don't feel like doing the thing, we know we'll feel better if we do. And that is ultimately what gets us going. On those days when I'm having that tug of war, I also like to set maybe like a 10-minute timer, or I give myself the permission to not change into workout clothes. I will work out in jeans. I will work out in my pajamas. I will work out in whatever I'm wearing if lowering that barrier to entry is what will get me going. So I want you to start considering in all aspects of your life, in all of the areas, if you were to like sit down with a pen and paper right now and write out the areas where you feel like you struggle with motivation the most, I want you to consider how you feel after you do the thing that you're currently struggling to have the motivation to do. So make that list. Like maybe it is, I struggle to stay off my phone after a certain time of day. Maybe it's I struggle to get started with my workout. Maybe it's I struggle to get myself to work a certain number of days a week. I struggle to X. Write that list out. And next to each one of those items that you feel you struggle with motivation, I want you to write how you actually feel after you do that thing. And maybe you don't know right off of the top of your head, and that's perfectly fine. So the next time you successfully do the thing that's on that list, how do you feel? Write that down. Is it accomplished? Is it happy? Is it productive? Is it proud? What are those feelings? And I want you to really make a note of these, because can you start to chase that feeling? Can you chase that rush of energy? Can you chase whatever that thing is, that feeling is, that you get afterwards to be the thing that drives you to get started? So if you're feeling unmotivated, can you remember, man, but when I get up and I actually do that, I feel so productive. I still feel so proud of myself. I feel XYZ. Can you latch onto that feeling and use that as your motivation? So I know I've been talking a lot about applying this to workouts, but another way that this shows up is simply, right, getting to work, getting your ass to the club. I hear this often. So the first club that I ever worked at, my home club, my like where I started dancing club, we had a schedule. So we had to ask for the days that we wanted and we had a set schedule. So it wasn't really come in whenever you want, because you couldn't come in if, let's say, you asked for like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we weren't open on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you were like, oh, I really want to go in on Wednesday. You can't go in on Wednesday. There's no going in on a day you're not scheduled to work unless you ask to be put on the wait list. And if somebody calls out, they might call you in. Simultaneously, if you don't go into work on a lot of the days you asked for, next month, you're not going to be getting a lot of days because you aren't proving that you show up. I do know, however, this is not common for most clubs. As someone who has danced now in a lot of states and a lot of clubs, typically it's just like, well, you choose when you come in, so we hope we see you. So if you're struggling with that aspect of like, I want to work 3 or 4 days this week, but I'm having a hard time getting myself there, how often, I'm curious how often you have that internal dialogue of talking yourself into going, because you know you won't make money if you don't show up. This is one that I do for myself when I'm starting to be like, oh, I really don't want to go to work tonight. Like, I know I really don't. Like, I want to just lay here. I don't feel like putting on makeup. I don't feel like putting on a personality. I don't feel like going and talking to fucking men all night. I really don't. And then I tell myself, I remind myself, if you go in and you only, even if you have like the worst night ever and you only leave with $100, that's $100 you didn't have. And often for me, that's enough to get myself to go in. And I'm curious how often you have this dialogue. Or maybe you hop on social and you poll your peers about if you should go in or not. Right? You're like, well, it's a full moon or it's raining and I don't know, should I go, should I not go? How often is everyone answering, go to work, go to work, go to work, go to work? And so you do. So you're sort of relying on that external validation that you should go, but how can we turn that around and use it internally? Because again, the more you drag your butt to work, even when you're not feeling it, and then you end up leaving, right, with that cash in hand, you build the data and confidence to keep doing it even when you don't feel like it. So this is how showing up to the club, doing our mundane day-to-day bullshit adulting, and getting in workouts or showing up for workouts are really exactly the same. Okay? And at the end of the day, if we think about the way motivation works, it really is much like the money you make at the club. It's all a game of averages, okay? You know, when you go to work, sometimes maybe you'll barely break a couple hundred and wish you would have stayed home, even though you know it's still more than you would have had if you didn't come. And then other nights, right, you leave with a bag. Those averages, it all averages out, right? Because you're not going to have, just like you're not always going to have a good workout. Sometimes you're going to have shitty workouts. Some nights at the club are going to be amazing and some nights aren't going to be as amazing. But you're still building up your ability to show up without motivation by gathering all this data about how you feel, maybe the money that you leave with, all of these things. The important part is that instead of not doing it because you don't feel motivated, again, you focus how you want to feel based on previous experiences. Like, how did you feel afterwards? Focus on that. Because again, right, everything is a game of averages. It's all about the messy middle. It's all about the gray area, about showing up imperfectly. That's what the people who you think are so motivated do. They show up even when they don't feel like it. It's not because they're motivated. It's because they've built up enough self-trust, enough data, enough proof that if they do this thing, they will be better off, even if they have to kind of play that tug of war with themselves to get it done. If this is something that sounds really familiar to you, you kind of struggle with this, or maybe you have questions around this at all, if you are listening on Spotify or the Anchor app, you can actually respond back and leave me a voice message with any sort of questions, and I will happily answer them on an upcoming episode. In the meantime, I want you to really take the time to list out all of those things that you struggle with motivation for, and then work on what the feeling is that you get from that and start focusing on that and see how that changes for you. That's all I have for you today on this episode of Show Me Your Assets. Have a great day, stay sexy, and make money.
As always, if you found this episode helpful or benefited from it in any way, or you think someone else would benefit from this episode, I'd love for you to take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and tag me at Dottie Dynamo so I can see who's following along.